Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
On today's wrestling news, Kevin Owens has returned to WWE SmackDown.
CM Punk comments on Brawl Out.
More matches added to Full Gear.
And Chris Jericho wants pro wrestling at the Olympics.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan, and Salty Sea Dog is also here to talk all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories. What else? Subscribe to the channel and links to each story is in the description. Click the timestamps and off you go. So first up, big return last night on SmackDown. Now, it was reported last week by us, I think, but mostly, you know, Dave Meltzer. We don't actually, you know, break news.
Kevin Owens what we do.
Had been injured on a house show last weekend and, like, sprained his MCL or something like that. But apparently, either that's not the case or the injury was nowhere near as bad as we thought it might have been. Because Kevin Owens returned on SmackDown last night. He came back at the end of a match. It was Sami Zayn versus Butch in the sort of World Cup thing. And Butch won that match. And then afterwards, there was a big brawl between the Brawling Brutes and the Butch of the Bloodline. And then Drew McIntyre came out and everyone was beating up everyone. And then Roman Reigns came out and he beat up absolutely everybody. And then as he was kind of standing tall at the end, KO's music hits. And out he comes. He kind of attacks everyone, takes out the Bloodline on his way down to the ring. He's like hits a stunner on Roman Reigns. There's a good little face off between him and Sami Zayn, but then kind of Rich Holland kind of pulled Sami Zayn out of the way and started attacking him. Well, basically, the good guys that were standing tall at the end of SmackDown, and Kevin Owens has officially joined the War Games team that's going up against the Bloodline. So it is going to be Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre, and the Brawling Brutes of Sheamus, Butch, and Ridge Holland versus the Bloodline, which is a hell of a War Games match, let's face it.
Yeah, and it was one of those things. I think we were just having a scan through our Twitter questions for later in the video, and a lot of people were wondering if it wasn't going to be Kevin Owens. A lot of people were disappointed and saying, oh, if this happens and he is injured, who are you going to put in? No one's going to be as satisfying as Kevin Owens. You're not going to have the drama there of Kevin Owens. Well, look what we got. We got Kevin Owens because he needed... he's going to do something silly. I love him. I love him to pieces. And because they need all this highlight package footage, I think is what they said, haven't they? They said they need loads of like clips and...
stuff that isn't NXT.
Yes. So they need all this stuff. And that's what Kevin does. Kevin will do that. He would throw himself, he would throw caution to the wind, and it's going to be a great time. I'm so excited. Look at this smile. I was smiling last week. I'm smiling more now. I can't wait. It's going to be good. November 26th can't come soon enough.
We're also going to get the Usos versus Sheamus and Drew McIntyre next week on SmackDown for a War Games Advantage match. Whoever wins that gets the first people in War Games. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that, but exciting times.
Yeah, really quick one with that as well. It's quite interesting if you look at WWE recently online, like social media and things like that. They seem to be pairing Drew and Sheamus together as like a new tag team unit on SmackDown. So does that kind of suggest maybe they're going to be in that hunt for the belts at some point? I don't know, after Survivor Series. Just something to keep an eye on personally. But another thing to keep an eye on is a guy called Phil Brooks, all right? And I don't know if you've heard about this, but he had a bit of a controversial moment at the last AEW pay-per-view after it, and kind of just set the company on fire, let's be fair, in a press conference, and then set the EVPs on fire backstage. I think that's what happened. And
like these bridges? No, I'm going to burn them all down.
Fire. So, yeah, after that, kind of got suspended, as you would, and then he popped up on CFFC commentary, that is Cage Fury Fighting Championships. There you go. The MMA guy knows what he's talking about. And he popped up and he was talking about stuff. And he kind of hinted, I think it was last week. I think it was last week. Wait, he hinted at he commented on the Brawl Out thing, but didn't comment on it. You know what I mean? He did one of those things where he was like, I've missed the fights, and tonight I'm not going to be doing any of that, is what he said. So it was a bit like, do you mean this? Do you mean that? We don't know. But this week, yeah, it was a bit more kind of on the nose, because they were joking, like, the people on commentary were joking about, like, CM Punk being injured. They said he had an injured shoulder, but I thought it was triceps. Might have just extended up to his shoulder. I don't know these kind of things. And he said that everything hurts after this. He was like, oh, I'm hurting all over. It's not just my shoulder. There's everything. And he said, my hand hurts in particular. So straight away, people are thinking, is he talking about the fact that he punched somebody? Is that what he's doing? Straight away, it's just a big thing. And then after this, the guys on commentary said, oh, what about if we created our own wrestling organization, like Fury Pro Wrestling or whatever it is? Like, we'll have to get somebody aboard like CM Punk. And then Punk commented saying that you don't want me in the locker room, is what he said specifically. He said you don't want him in the locker room because, hey, he's a really bad influence, isn't he? He's probably heard all these comments now online and everything else. And then his co-commentating guy, he did not skip a beat. He literally popped up and said, yeah, let's not let him near a press conference either. So, wah! These guys don't care, right? I don't care if there's any, like, some kind of NDAs that you've been to sign or anything like that. No. They don't care. They're going to keep dropping these jokes out there. And at time of writing, it's one of them where Punk is still signed to AEW. Like, he is. Whatever way you want to slice this, he's still signed there to this company. And things are still a bit, I don't know, unclear what's going on. And if he is going to start, like, taking shots at AEW or taking shots at the situation, or AEW going to start taking a few, we're getting these first few little flickers, aren't we? Like, yeah. On both sides. So, really interesting. It's worth noting as well. Obviously, the Elite are obviously going to be returning to action tonight. That's a thing that's going to happen. So, that's a huge development in this saga as well. I can't keep up, Phil. I'm really struggling.
I mean, to be fair, AEW were the first ones to take the shots after all of
this. Yeah, fair
enough. MJF came out and did that promo after Dynamite that was very much aimed at CM Punk.
But Phil, you know, anything that happens after Dynamite isn't canon in life.
Doesn't count. And they did have the whole Colt Cabana thing, which was thoroughly entertaining. More of this kind of thing. It's absolute chaos, and it's probably terrible in, like, terms of, like, you know, human relations. But who cares? Because it's really entertaining.
That's definitely one way of putting it.
Yeah, I will be fascinated to see if the Elite can be well-behaved enough to not reference CM Punk at all, either in the match or in their first promos back on Dynamite, because I could see a cheeky little Pepsi plunge or a little GTS or something going down in the match tonight. Like, just some kind of little nod to CM Punk. Or Kenny Omega attempting to do the back buckshot lariat and falling over.
I just want justice for Larry t-shirts. That's what I want.
There it is. I want them to come out onto the ramp, and there's like a door on the rampway, and then they kick the door down, and a little stuffed dog flies into the audience. That's what I want.
Brilliant. That's the only forbidden door I want to see broken down. That's excellent.
Speaking of full gear, more matches have been announced, because we don't have enough matches on AEW pay-per-views, do we? So, it was on Rampage last night, it was Eddie Kingston and Ortiz, and they lost to Jun Akiyama and Takeshita. And then afterwards, Eddie Kingston cut a promo going, I want Jun Akiyama in a singles match, and then they made that happen. So that's happening on the pre-show. And they've also added a big 10-man tag thing to the pre-show. So, I'm just going to run down the card. I hope you're ready, because it's quite long.
As long as the pay-per-view.
About as long as the pay-per-view. So, on the 0 Hour pre-show, we have Jun Akiyama versus Eddie Kingston, Ricky Starks versus Brian Cage in a world title eliminator tournament semi-final, Orange Cassidy, Rocky Romero, Trent Barretta, Chuck Taylor, and a mysterious tag team partner. They love having surprises on pay-per-views. Taking on The Factory, as in QT Marshall, Cole Carter, Nick Camarato, Aaron Solo, and Lee Johnson. We have Sting and Darby Allin versus Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. We've got a steel cage match between Jungle Boy versus Luchasaurus. We've got Britt Baker versus Saraya. Jade Cargill versus Nyla Rose for the TBS Championship. Wardlow versus Samoa Joe versus Powerhouse Hobbs. Tasty for the TNT Championship. The Ring of Honor World Championship is Jericho versus Bryan Danielson versus Claudio Castagnoli versus Sammy Guevara. The Trios Championship, Death Triangle versus The Elite. The World Tag Team Championship, that get claimed versus Swerve in Our Glory. The interim AEW Women's World Championship, Tony Storm versus Jamie Hayter, and the AEW World Championship, Jon Moxley versus MJF.
I don't know if I got my counting wrong there, but I counted that 13
matches.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
13.
I love wrestling. I get there was a time not too long ago where we weren't as spoiled as this, really. We didn't have this much incredible wrestling just coming out of our ears. But I'm only one man, and that's a lot of wrestling. Yeah. And I get this model's working for AEW because they're doing a lot of good business, only having four real, technically five now. We want to throw Forbidden Door in there as well. But having such extended periods between the big pay-per-views, they're just trying to overcompensate. And it's hard to care about everything when there's so much of everything. That's just the way it is. So, yeah, I'm intrigued. I'll still watch it because that's what we need.
I'm not watching it live. Yeah. I'm not going through that. I'm sorry. I will be watching it on my own time the day after.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or maybe just break it up over a couple of days. I like to watch my wrestling how it pleases me, and you should do the same. Don't feel the need to just sit through never-ending.
Still a lot of tasty matches on there, though.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of tasty things that could happen in the future. Hey, I don't know if that's a good segue or not, but we'll just see what happens. So Chris Jericho wants to make pro wrestling an Olympic sport. And before you go, wait. This, how could this be? It's predetermined. How does that work? Well, he's got an argument for this. And to be honest, it's not the worst argument in the world, really, put through this lens. So he was talking on his Talk Is Jericho podcast, and he just lets fly these incredible concepts that fall out of his mind because he's a genius, isn't he? He said, I literally want to go in front of the IOC, that's the International Olympic Committee, and pitch pro wrestling as an Olympic sport. Now you might go, how can you do that? It's all, and then he like cuts off. He said, now hold on, stop right there. Gymnastics, pairs gymnastics, figure skating, pairs figure skating. What is that? It's two people working together to put on the best performance possible. There is no way we could not do the same with pro wrestling. And when you look at it like that, I think that's pretty good. That's a pretty good argument, right? Because we watch people just kind of dance around and make pretty patterns with the bodies, and I think that's what skating is, right? We watch people do that. Yeah. And people love that, and that's like a really compelling sport, like in terms of, I mean, I'm not doubting how difficult it is for a minute, but that's a sport, and it's being the best at that and nailing the technique and the actual routine is a sport. So that's kind of what wrestling is in a sense. So why not? Like, you've had Greco-Roman wrestling's been a part of the Olympics kind of from the very, like, it feels like the beginning of time, since 1896, and then it got taken away for a time, it's come back, and it's always kind of been there, actual amateur wrestling. And obviously, WWE's Gable Stevenson, he won the gold medal, and that was Tokyo, that was at 2020, so that's a big thing, the 2020 Summer Olympics, and the 2024 Summer Olympics are going to take place in Paris, France, so it remains to be seen if Jericho is going to be able to try and pitch this before then. I think it might be a little bit too soon if he does do that for that Olympics. Might be the Olympics after, but I don't even know if he's really, really serious about this. But if he is, I think he's got more than what people want to give him credit for, really, with this kind of argument. Because, yeah, I'd look at that and go, yeah, it is pretty similar to ice skating and gymnastics and things like that. So why not? Olympics, wrestling, what a world.
It would be interesting. The one difference that I see with all of this is you don't have big, burly heels shouting at grandmas in figure skating. So I'd be interested to see how
I've seen Blades of Glory. Yeah, you do.
I'd be interested to see how the sort of crowd work dynamic of professional wrestling works into this. Although it's literally just like a Ricochet versus Will Ospreay, two people going out and putting on like a ridiculous display.
I just had an image of like, when they pop the cards up, like heel work 10. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it'd be great. Why not? I think that'd really work.
I would be very interested to see it, though. Let us know down in the comments what you think of pro wrestling as an Olympic sport. But finally, we'll move over to your Twitter questions. The first one of the day comes from that person with a bunch of triangles in his name. David Eric something. What's his name? I'll find it. Yeah, David Eric 22. He says...
That's how he was christened.
That is how he was christened. A bunch of triangles. I've always loved a good powerbomb. Who do you guys think has the best powerbomb of all time? When I was a kid, I would have said Sid Vicious, but now I gotta go with Wardlow.
I don't know if this technically falls into the parameters of it, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's not just it's not a standard powerbomb. It's more of a kind of a adjusted and altered powerbomb. But I'd say Batista's Batista bomb. Like, come on. That for me, that was my favorite finisher as a kid. That's what I always used to do for my creator wrestler finisher because it's epic. It looks so clean and powerful and it's brilliant.
I was going to go with a better version of the Batista bomb in Keith Lee's Spirit Bomb.
There you go. Yeah. Great minds.
Just the power that he puts behind it.
It's the bounce, isn't it?
It's the bounce on it. Yeah. It's just genuinely incredible.
Always no qualms with that.
Amazing. Absolutely love it. Big fan.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Nice stuff. Let us know what you think. Who has the best power bomb in pro wrestling? The next question comes from Dustin Centenick, who says, not sure if this will be chosen, but what's a more likely scenario for Death Triangle? Pac turning on the Lucha Brothers or all three members becoming heels?
Ooh. I think the division needs the trio. I think I'd love to see all three of them just go off and do their own things because they're all exceptional. Like, that's a given, really, isn't it? But looking at that division right now, I don't think it's quite as stacked as what they thought it was before they put these belts into it. There was a time when it looked great, and then now people have gone back to Japan and everything else. It's a bit like, oh, okay. We've not really put as much thought into this as maybe what we should have done. So I keep them around. I don't know if you keep them in a program with the Elite for a while, but just keep, maybe just have a bit of infighting for a little bit. Just keep that going. Keep it simmering, and then they have to reconcile and overcome the odds. And you can do a long arc with it. Why not? Like, you're not doing anything else with them right now. So I keep them together and maybe just have Pack do something horrible and it just further brasses them off and keep it simmering.
Fair enough. I'm going to go completely the opposite way and I'm going to say break them the hell up. I love Death Triangle. I'll start with this. Their matches are genuinely incredible. I can watch them wrestle all goddamn day long. But as soon as like Penta started going down his weird little spooky route again, I kind of just wanted Pac out of that because I want more from Pac. Keep the Lucha Brothers together, they're genuinely incredible. But yeah, I think Pac needs to break off away from them because he's been with them for a really long time now. And I want Pac to get into the goddamn main event spot and just run through people. I want him to be like a lone bastard. Everyone else in AEW have all their little groups and their like factions and things. I just want him to be the one lone guy running through AEW completely on his own, but beating the crap out of absolutely everybody as he does it. The lone bastard. And then eventually become AEW champion because he deserves it. He's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, print those t-shirts. You've got me. Yeah, you convinced me, Phil. I'm sorry.
There it is.
I love either or.
Why
either
not? I mean, I still love watching Death Triangle wrestling. Yeah. Absolutely mad. And this match tonight, the Elite are going to have a chip on their shoulder and something to prove. It's going to be incredible. So the final question of the day comes from Double OC with Cheese, who says, this match made me a wrestling fan and go. So which match made you Double OC and a wrestling fan?
That tweet did. I know the moment that did, the moment that got my attention. When I was a kid, I went to my auntie and uncle's and my cousin was sat in the front room watching, I think it was SmackDown. I think it must have been like 2000, 2001, that kind of time. And The Rock came on screen. So the rest was history. It was one of them. I just thought, who's this human?
That's all you need.
That's literally, who's this charismatic human? And then I went into the other room, they had a PlayStation, it had SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain on it. So, one thing led to another, and here I am, all these years later.
Excellent. There you go. Mine, I was The King of the Ring 1998 between Mankind and The Undertaker, and just I remember my friends talking about it in school, and I was like, what are you talking about? And then like I went around to their house or something and they had a video of it and played it, and I was like, what the flipping hell is this? And then they also had, so that was the first one I saw, and then they also had a bunch of ECW tapes. They were very much into their hardcore wrestling with these guys, and so I remember watching like Sabu and things, and that was that. That was it. That was me like, I need to watch more of this, whatever this is.
So yeah, I had the same feeling, man. I watched the Punjabi Prison match, and then the ECW 2.0 happened, and I was like, wow, hooked in.
Baby.
This is, I'm in.
There it is. So yeah, let us know down in the comments below, what was your first wrestling memory? What got you into wrestling in the first place? Pop it down in the comments. But yeah, that's the end of the video. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter, while you still can. @PhilMyJavis, and you can follow Gareth.
@GMorgan04, and then I've got Mastodon, I've got Instagram, I've got TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook. Are there any others?
Probably, but
Vimeo
at this point. I'm on
YouTube.
I'm on Instagram and TikTok if you want to do that. I've not done Mastodon yet. I'll get there.
It's great. Man, big fish.
Probably not.
No.
Anywho, you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below, like I've said. Ups and Downs for Rampage and Ups and Downs for SmackDown are on their way. We don't have a stream for Full Gear because nobody's available. But there will be Ups and Downs for that tomorrow. So, yeah, just keep watching loads and loads of wrestling content on YouTube because it's good.
We like it and you like it. So just keep doing it, now, man.
And have yourselves a bloody good day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.